The Osgood File, sponsored by AJC. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood. It was nip and tuck, but the suburbs bailed out Mitt Romney, giving him a narrow win in Ohio and a huge psychological boost.
I'm going to get this nomination.
More after this from David Harris of AJC. Rick Santorum won easily in Tennessee, North Dakota, and Oklahoma, and he ran very strong in the key state of Ohio, but not strong enough. Once the votes from Cleveland started coming in, it was Mitt Romney at the wire.
When I'm president, this American economy will not be lagging behind. This American economy will be leading the world as it has and as it should and as it will do in the future.
He was so happy he bobbled his big line.
This president's run out of ideas. He's run out of excuses. And in 2012, we're going to get him out of the White House.
Ron Paul's biggest numbers were in Virginia, where he and Romney were the only two on the ballot. And Romney won there, too. But for Mr. Paul and his Romulans, as they call themselves, victory is defined differently.
Are we going to win?
Yeah!
We always win, right?
As for Newt Gingrich.
We basically put people power up against money power.
Well, score one for money power. His home state of Georgia came through, but that was it. And it's looking like we may never get to see those three-hour debates with President Obama. Which brings us back to Rick Santorum.
We have won in the West, the Midwest, and the South, and we're ready to win across this country.
Nowhere near the TV budget of Mitt Romney. His wife and their seven children are living on their savings. He's hanging on to a solid number two in the delegate count, and he has no intention of giving up.
When they thought, oh, okay, he's finally finished. We keep coming back.
But there are reports that he will soon be under intense pressure from the Republican establishment to take the silver medal and call it a campaign. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.